Summer Poem. You buried your mother under the belly of the hill. You did not ask permission, carried her there, hacked out a hole, and planted her. Then planted a plum tree over her. Each year you light a ring of candles and sing the songs she cared for. You sing in joy, standing on her body, and the song goes down from your toes and into her bones. The city of insects and minerals and living things, she is quietly becoming. I woke this morning thinking of her whom I never saw. Last night, a hungry deer dragged at her tree with his blind teeth and killed it. You laughed when you saw the tooth cuts. She would have enjoyed his hunger, the animal obeying himself. You will plant another tree in her, crabapple, cherry. They'll bloom, or the deer will savage them. Let it be. Our daughters bloom in the late sunlight and water, splashed on their quick bodies, stripped off our stale clothes, plunged with them down to the floor of the dark pool, among the mudslime and the pecking fish, rose up, blowing spray, rinsing the shadows from our brains, roved like dolphins through the blue space of summer, enjoying hunger, work of our hands and backs, belly of the cow pulsing against our cheeks, the house climbing the hill like coral, the white moon striding over us as we slept with the crickets in the juicy grass. Woke this morning thinking beauty is yes of body. A thousand books fell from my mind, leaving only the pattern on the pinewood ceiling. Thought of the deer's teeth, our daughters, their small breasts budding, their shyness. And then we walked on the living grass, over your mother's body, over the bones of many people, mothers and sisters and exhausted soldiers, over all our brothers sleeping under the hill.